my eyes. Birds sing lullabies. I can hear babies cry. Mama's hands are getting tired. No progress over here. They set us back 100 years. No dreamers anymore. Democracy is out the door. God only knows how I miss those.
That's the first single from a soon-to-be-released album from our next guest. The album is called Stony Hill, and it features G.E. Smith and Leroy Bell. Some terrific new music. You know G.E. Smith's story, one of the most famous guitarists in America, longtime musical director for the Saturday Night Live band, several years with Daryl Hall and John Oates, has played with seemingly everybody in the business. And we're happy to have him join us to talk about this wonderful new album. G.E., good to have you here. And I read something where you said that you've been waiting forever to team up with a voice like Leroy Bell. For a voice like Leroy Bell for a long time.
A long, long time. You know, usually people that are as good a singer as him are taken instantly. They never get out of their hometown and somebody snatches them up. Fortunately, Leroy was around, and I got him. Singers and drummers are the hardest things to find.
So what was the process like of you two working together to create the music on this new album?
Well, Leroy lives in Seattle. I live on Long Island in New York, you know, way out at the end, 100 miles straight out in the ocean. And actually, my wife, Taylor Barton, was listening to his music. And she said, listen to this guy. This is the guy you're looking for. So we invited him to come here in January of 2019. He came, and we just hit it off. You know, sometimes just get along with people. We hit it off real good. He played me the song America, which he had just written, which was our first single. And I just really liked it. And we went right in the studio, January 2019, and started recording. And by the fall, we had it finished. And now it's coming out.
And some pretty bold statements. So there's no beating around the bush about how you guys feel on this new album.
No, not at all. You know, Leroy writes songs that a lot of them really have a message, but it's subtle. He's not beating you over the head with it, you know.
And propelled by a fantastic groove as well. The first single you mentioned, America. So powerful. Everything just great about that. I love the line, are we living or being driven like sheep to slaughter?
Like sheep to slaughter, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I say, he's a good songwriter. And for me, as a guitar player, you know, I've always been a side man. That's what I always wanted to be. I wanted to back up good songwriters, good singers. And fortunately, I've gotten to do it a lot. So when I run into somebody that has good songs and sing like Leroy can, I'm in heaven.
We're talking with G.E. Smith here on Downtown. The new single just released is called Let the Sun Shine In, and it's a nice counterpoint to America. It's really a call for unity and finding that common purpose that somehow has been hidden in everything that's going on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think what gets to both me and Leroy is that here in our country, people are getting so mad at each other. You know, freedom goes both ways. You're allowed to believe one thing or you're allowed to believe the other thing. It's freedom, right? And I think that Let the Sun Shine In, he's kind of talking about that. Just, hey, relax. We're all Americans. Let's have a good time.
His vocal is so great on that. I listen to it and I hear Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. It's fantastic. The guitar work is sensational. And when that organ kicks in, man, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's really something.
And then you guys do a tremendous cover of Black is the Color, adding a whole new level of funk to that classic.
Yeah, I've always loved that song. The great version that most people know, Nina Simone did back in the 60s. And it's always been done slow and kind of beautiful, you know? But to me, you know, I like to rock things up so that I could play them in bars. You know, I'm just an old bar band guitar player. And so I arranged it like that. And I've always done that song myself in that rocking kind of way. And then to have Leroy sing it, it just brings it to a whole new, better place.
The album is called Stony Hill, and kind of a dual meaning to that title, I understand.
Yeah, definitely. where me and my family live is actually on a place called Stony Hill. But also, Leroy thought that it was nice because it gave the image of like pushing a rock up a hill. You know, that's how life is for everybody, especially these days with the virus and everything. You know, we're all just pushing, trying to get through.
You said you're just a bar band guitarist, but you came to national prominence with obviously Saturday Night Live, the work with Daryl Hall and John Oates. Did that level of celebrity come as a surprise to you, and did it throw you a bit at the time?
It definitely came as a surprise to me. You know, I'm from a town called Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, just this little, especially back when I grew up, it's just this little country town, you know? And for me to get so lucky and get to play with like Daryl and John playing Saturday Night Live, I got to play with Mick Jagger, David Bowie, got to tour with Bob Dylan for 4 years, Roger Waters, it's like a dream, you know. I can't believe it.
Are the best musicians out there your fellow sidemen, or are they the guys? Because you've got to be able, as a sideman, to play everything. It doesn't matter what genre.
Exactly. When I was on Saturday Night Live, I had to paint a sign that we hung on the stage that said, "All kinds of music played here." You know, and we did. In the 10 years I was at Saturday Night Live, we played everything except opera. We never got around to playing any opera music, but we did everything else from classical to funk, rock and roll, blues. Of course, we played a lot of blues, and we backed up all different kinds of people that were guests on the show.
Now, GE, it seems like you've played with everybody through the years, but is there anybody out there you haven't had the opportunity to play with that's still on your list?
Well, I always thought that I'd be great in a band with Neil Young. Now, I did get to play with Neil at various times, especially when I was working with Bob Dylan on different things, but not for an extended period of time. I always thought I'd do real well playing with Neil.
I'm wondering about technology, the changes in technology overall, big picture. Have they been good or bad for the music business?
Well, you know, it depends on who you talk to. It certainly changed the record business, you know. And I think that for the younger people that were born digital, they don't know anything else. So that's the record business that they know. I come from the old days of, you know, LPs, and you held that thing in your hand.
Right.
While you were listening to it, you looked at the cover and you read the liner notes and stuff. Now people just listen to one song. It's digital, you download it, you stream it, or whatever you do. But it has given the opportunity for a lot more people to very easily put their music out there. Now, it's hard to get it into people's ears. It's hard. You got to, like, work on that, you know, on your digital profile, as they say, to get people aware of your music. But it's easy now to record. You know, you can record with a laptop and a couple of good microphones. You can make a great sounding record.
Yeah, in the old days, it was the record companies and the publishers that would steal and force artists to have to play live to make a living. These days, it's the streaming services that do that.
It's the streaming, but, you know, playing live is still a big deal. If you're a real band like we are, on Stony Hill, you know, we have a real band. It's not just a studio project. But then, right when we were going to start playing in March, we were supposed to go to South by Southwest down in Texas, introduce the album, play 3 live dates while we were there. The virus hit, and boom. You know, so now, as you know, the live music business is in a coma. We're trying to figure out how to revive it a little.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that day. In the meantime, we'll enjoy the great music that you and Leroy Bell have put together on this phenomenal new album. It's called Stony Hill, officially released later on this month, but a couple singles already out there, America and Let the Sun Shine In. GE, have enjoyed your work for a long, long time. Thanks so much for taking the time for us today.
Thank you, Rich. It's a pleasure. I've always enjoyed being in Maine.
Well, thank you. Hope to see you here again sometime soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.